Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Let's take our Bibles, go to the book of Luke with me this morning. I want to read some familiar verses in our hearing today. Luke chapter number 16, I've read these verses on numerous occasions. As a matter of fact, the points that I'm going to use this morning, the other Sunday morning, I made reference to them in closing on Proverbs chapter number 1, when I had preached out of Proverbs chapter number 1, and I didn't really preach these points. I made reference of it in the closing of the message. I got bogged down in the introduction, and I want to use them really here out of Luke 16 today, and just a practical application, just a topical thought today. And you pray for us that the Lord would help us as we preach today. Don't forget service this evening, man. I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. Luke chapter number 16 this morning. I really believe in all of my heart that the coming of the Lord is really close. I believe that. I really, really do. And you say, well, preacher, they've preached that for years. And I know they have. And I know that the Bible says no man knoweth the day nor the hour. I understand every bit of that. But man, when you read the Bible and you read and you look at what's going on in our nation and in our country today, the coming of the Lord, man, I'm telling you, it has to be close to us today. I don't know exactly when it's going to be. It may be another 40 years. I don't know. And if it is, then that's all right. The Lord knows what He's doing. But I really believe the coming of the Lord is at hand. And you know, we could take time today, and I am not against this. I'm not by no means. But we could take time today, and we could walk through prophecy in the Bible. We could walk through the end times in our Bible. We could see every bit of that, and we could look at every bit of that. But whether or not the Lord's coming is at hand, our death could be at hand. And what I mean by that is this: our death could be closer to us than the coming of the Lord is, because also we don't know when we are going to face death. And we all sit here today, and I'm sure probably nobody in this room has thought about death much today. I know that the only reason I have is because of the way that I've been studying to preach this morning. But there's two things about death. Death is uncertain, and death is certain. You say, well, preacher, that contradicts itself. It really does. Death is uncertain in that we don't know when we're going to die, but death is certain in that we know that we're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. We're all going to die one day. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news this morning, but that's just the facts of life. One day I will draw my last breath this side of eternity. And I'm going to be honest with you, I hope it's not today, and I hope it's not tomorrow. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm looking forward to the pastor's retreat so much, and Miss Leslie and I has put countless hours into getting ready for that, and I would really like to see all of that come to pass and be a part of that, but I may not do that. I may not do that. So it's very important that we prepare to meet God. Matter of fact, the Bible said, prepare to meet thy God, because we don't know when we're going to face Him. Let's stand in honor and reverence for the reading of God's Word. The Bible said this in Luke chapter number 16, verse number 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Father, I pray that you'd help us today. I pray, God, that your will and way would be done in the service this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that you touch the hearts of the hearers today, God. I pray, Lord, that, God, that whoever it is that's here lost this morning, God, I really believe in all of my heart that there's probably somebody underneath the sound of my voice right now. Lord, that if they was to die, their eternal home would not be heaven, it would be hell. God, I pray, Lord, today that as I preach, Lord, and God, as I get the words to their ears, God, I pray that He, the Holy Spirit, would but put the words in their heart today. I pray, God, Father, Lord, that you would save them before it's eternally too late. God, may we realize, even though the coming of the Lord may not be close, I believe it that it is, but Lord, even if it's not, that our death could be very close. And I pray, God, that you'd help us today. God, please, I beg of thee, God, would you remove any hindrance from our service today? I pray, God, Father, that the Holy Spirit would have free rule and reign over our service today. God, I'm reminded of what the Bible said in the book of Revelation. God, you said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives even unto death. God, we plead the blood of Calvary over this service today. We plead the blood of Calvary over Satan and every demonic power, Lord, that would try to ruin this service today. God, I pray. And God, I plead the blood of Calvary over it. Help us, oh God, today as only you can. We'll give you praise. We'll give you glory. We'll give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated today. When we began to think about our Bible this morning, and we began to think about heaven, we began to think about hell, we began to think about the demons of hell that we read about in the Word of God, when we began to think about the angels in heaven that we read about in the Word of God, when we read anything that is within the Word of God, there must be an element of faith in reading that. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, anything that I read in the Word of God is something that has happened in days gone by. It is history, and I must, by faith, believe that it is what it says it is. Some would argue today the existence of a place called hell. Some would argue today the existence of a place called heaven. Some would even argue today the being of a God. Is a God really real? They would argue that. I would say this to you today. They would say, I never saw heaven, so I don't believe that it's real. I've never saw hell, so I don't believe that it's real. I've never saw God, so I don't believe that he is real. Can I say something to you today? I have never saw the wind. Well, it got kindly quiet. I have never saw the wind. But you know what I have saw? I have saw the effects of the wind. And can I say something to you today? I may have never saw God, but I have saw the effects of God. You say, well, preacher, why do you say that? Because there's even individuals that is sitting in this room, and I would never call nobody's name and embarrass nobody, but there was a day that you had an addiction in your life and you didn't know how you would ever overcome it. But God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, has given you victory over that. And today you sit here saved by the grace of God, a different person, a changed person, all by the power of God. So is there a hell today? Is there a heaven today? Is there a God today? Absolutely there is. Is the Bible true today? Just read the Word of God, and what is happening in our country today is recorded right here in the Word of God. You know what? A lot of times anymore, you can pick up and read prophecy in the Bible, and it's like picking up the newspaper, the headlines of the newspaper, and reading it. Sure, it's real. The rich man and Lazarus is a real story. Some commentators and some people would say that the story of the rich man and Lazarus is nothing more than a parable in the Word of God. Whenever you study the parables of the Word of God, here's one thing that you'll find. There is never a name mentioned in a parable. Here in this, we have names that is mentioned in it today. So therefore, it is not a parable today, but it is a true story of a real man by the name of Lazarus, a real man that was a rich man. It's a true story about a place called hell. It's a true story about a man that waited too long to pray for his brothers. Prayed for them out of hell, and God said, no, if they don't hear Moses and the prophets, they're not going to hear nobody else. A message could be preached on waiting too long to reach your family right here out of this passage of Scripture if we read the entirety of it. I'm interested in two words this morning. In verse number 25, I've used these two words previously. I have no idea what I preached on it. If anybody's got it wrote down, please give it to me after service because I don't have it. So if I say the exact same things this morning, it's not because I meant to. I guess I'm just that smart if I do. I'm interested in two words this morning. And here's what it is in verse number 25. But Abraham said, son, remember. Son, remember. Abraham evidently brought the rich man back in remembrance. You know what? There's some things in my life that I have forgotten. There's some things I wish I could forget. But there's one thing that I have never forgotten, and that's the day that the Lord saved me. The rich man is called to remembrance while he's in hell. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you die and go to hell, what's some things that you're going to remember? You know, I thought about this, and the rich man is making his plea out of hell right here. The rich man is talking to us, and as we look down through here, there's one thing that I see. There are several things, but one of them is this, that the rich man never mentioned. He never mentions his wealth. He never talks about all the money that he had. He never talks about all the fame that he had. He never talks about living in a nice home. He never talks about his chariots that he had and the horses that pulled his chariots. He never mentions any of that. And here's the reason why none of that matters when you inhale. Let me say it another way. None of that matters whenever you're in heaven. None of that matters when life is over. None of that is brought back to his mind. Son, remember. He said, you need to remember some things. I want to talk to you just a few minutes this morning on that subject of son, remember. Son, remember. What is some things, if you was to die and go to hell out of this service today, what is some things that you would remember? And can I say something to you? If you've never been saved, you're going to die and go to hell. You say, well, preacher, I'm in church today. That has nothing to do with it. You say, well, preacher, I come heard you preach last night. Thank you so much, man. It meant the world to me. But that has nothing to do with going to heaven. You say, well, preacher, I've read my Bible through not just once a year. I read it twice a year. That has nothing to do with going to heaven. Well, preacher, I go to visitation and I knock on doors and, preacher, I hand out gospel tracts. That has nothing to do with going to heaven. Well, preacher, I do good works. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not of our words today. Hear me and hear me well. I will not make it to heaven because I stand before you today with the Bible in my hand preaching the word of God. I will not make it to heaven today because I try to raise my children in the admonition of the word of God. I will not make it to heaven because I stood with my children and sang last night in the house of God. I'll make it to heaven because of one reason. That's because I realized I was lost and on the road to hell, and realized that the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ would wash my sins away. And there was a night that I bowed on an unworthy knee in the presence of a holy God and asked Him to forgive me of my sins. And that's why I'll go to heaven today. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has nothing to do with us putting on a pastor's retreat and trying to help people stay in the ministry. It has to do with Calvary. That's it. What's some things that you would remember? Well, I would say this. I believe that you would remember the words of the Scripture if you was to die and go to hell out of this service. Son, remember. Preacher, what would I believe that you'll remember the words of the Scripture. The words of the Scripture. Come unto me, all ye that are laden, and all ye that are laboring heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I believe you'll remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh yes, I believe you'll remember the words of the Scripture. What did the Bible have to say about it? I believe that you'll remember it this morning. I really believe that if we could roll back the center of the earth today and we could look off into hell, we would see people in hell quoting the Word of God. Quoting the Word of God. You see, my opinion doesn't matter today. I don't mean this derogatory, and I don't mean this ugly, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. God knows my heart. But it really don't matter what you think either. I heard a guy preaching one time, and you've heard me say this before, but he said, the Word of God said it, I believe it, that settles it. No, the Word of God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or whether you don't believe it, that settles it. You're going to remember what the Word of God said. The Word of God said that the rich man lift up his eyes in hell. The Word of God is the supreme authority of our life. And I say this, I believe that you'll remember the words of the Scripture. Number two, can I say this to you? I believe that you'll remember the warning of the saints. Son, remember. What would you remember? I believe that if you was to look into hell today, I believe, and I don't have time to go all the way through Luke 16 and prove this to you. There's not a doubt in my mind that Lazarus told the rich man about God. Either he did or somebody else did, because he refers to Abraham. He talks to him. He's asking for somebody to go tell his brothers. He knew what needed to be done, but he chose, did you catch that? He chose to reject that. You'll remember the warning of the saint. I believe in all of my heart, he not only asked for the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, I believe that he told him about God. This statement has been brought up, or this question has been brought up. Well, preacher, after the Lord comes back, then I'll get saved. Can I say something to you? There will be those that get saved after the Lord comes back, but you will not be one of them. You will not be one of them. You say, well, how do you know I won't be one of them? Because you've heard the gospel. It's those that has never heard the gospel that'll be saved after that. And boy, that's a whole nother message, Brother Matt, within itself. But in a nutshell, here's what it is. You'll not get saved after the Lord comes back. And can I say something to you? You'll not get saved after you die. You're not headed to purgatory. We're not going to try to pray you out. There's no hope once you're dead and gone. I believe that you'll remember the warning of the saints. I believe that if you're a young person sitting in here, you'll remember every message you heard from Brother Heath. I believe you'll remember sitting in youth camp. I believe you'll remember sitting in Foothills meetings. I believe that you'll remember every time you had an opportunity to be saved. And you shunned it away. You pushed it away. Son, remember. 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 Boy, I remember. I remember before I got saved, Brother Josh, them preachers would stand up and preach. And boy, it was just like somebody had wrote a letter about my life. And I'd get so mad at my mom and daddy. I just knew, Brother Brian, that they had talked to them. You know what it was? It was that preacher preaching in the unction of the Holy Spirit of God. And boy, I've never forgot the preaching of the Word of God. You remember the warning of the saint. You'll remember the words of the Scripture. Well, can I give you one more and I'm done this morning? You'll remember the willingness of the Savior's suffering. The willingness of that. The willingness of that. The willingness of Him dying so you can live. The greater love. Here's some more words of the Scripture. Greater love hath no man than this. Greater love hath no man than this. Than that a man lay down his life for his friend. And you know what Jesus did? Jesus willingly lay down his life. Son, remember. You'll remember the willingness of the Savior suffering. How he willingly died. So willingly. Willingly. Submitted himself to the torture that he went through. To the crown of thorns. To being beat with a cat of nine tails. Willingly done that. So you could live. Willingly. Today we are living in a society, come start playing softly, where it's just do whatever you want, however you want, and we're supposed to accept it. That's the society that we're living in. Until you do something against what they want. They scream free speech until we say there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and that God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Hey, man. And now all of a sudden we're labeled as hate speech. My preaching is hate speech to most people in society today. The style of they want somebody, and everybody has their own style. I just grew up in an old-fashioned, I'll just lay it out. I grew up in an old-fashioned, King James only, hellfire and brimstone preaching home. That's what I grew up, that's all I know. That's all, you say, well, you need to change. I'm not changing, okay? I'm not, I come 15 years ago like I am right now. There's some things I'm not changing on. I'm not changing on that. I'm not changing on my stand on the Scriptures. I'm not changing on my stand of the Savior. I'm not changing on my stands of separation. I have me a message right here. I'm not changing on those things. I'm not changing on it. But we are labeled as a hate speech now. We're living in a society that we're just supposed to accept everything unless it's offensive. And anything that's right is offensive anymore. I want to tell you something this morning. Here's something you better accept. Hell's hot and heaven's sweet. And if you reject God, you're going to die and go to hell. The old timers would say it this way. You're going to bust hell wide open. But the thing about that is this. Hell hath enlarged herself daily, is what the Scripture said, Miss Shannon. You're not even going to make a little drop in hell because it's so big when you hit it. Hell was so horrible that the rich man goes on to say, if I had one drop of water, just one drop, that's it. You say, why'd you get a swallow? Because when I stick my finger in it, I'm not drinking y'all's germs. One drop, look at that. You sitting back there probably can't even see it. Brother Andy, you could probably see it right then. Brother Josh, if you would. He was in so much misery that he thought that one drop. I've been in some hot places, Brother Mac. But I've never been so hot that I thought one drop of water. One drop. But Lord, I guarantee you've been in some hot places over the years, but one drop. He was so miserable that he thought one drop of water would ease his pain and his thirst. Preacher, I just don't know if heaven's real. I don't know if God's real. I want you to hear me this morning. One day you're going to open your eyes in hell. And you're going to remember some things. You're going to remember one Sunday morning that a preacher stood up and read out of a Bible to you and said, you're going to remember some things. The willingness of his suffering. When you think about how bad you are, might as well say amen right there. When you think about how holy he is, and yet he was willing to lay all of the majesty and all of the glory of heaven to the side and come to earth and hang in shame on an old rugged cross so that you could live. Yet we're going to push that to the side. The warning of the saints, the words of the scripture, the willingness of us. We're going to push all of that to the side. Because, well, I just don't think it's true. I've said stuff to my dad before, and here's what he has said back. Him and Brother Ryan has a word. Brother Ryan Hayes, they both have a word that they say, you said it. I'm just going to repeat Shannon now. It's not me saying this, okay? I'm just repeating what somebody in the audience said today. I've said stuff to my daddy, and my daddy said, are you so stupid? He didn't say stupid. He said stupid. I mean, that's like a whole nother level. Are you so stupid? I don't mean this ugly, but sometimes I want to look at people and go, are you really that dumb? Are you look outside. Look at yesterday, first time since I've had pneumonia, but Leslie and I and Olivia and Victoria and Brother Mark and little Axel back there, we went hiking. We got up about on the top of Saddle Mountain and was looking back over. If you can look at that and not realize that there's a God. You crippled too high for crutches. Preacher, prove it to me. I am proving it to you. Everything that's happening in our country today, what's happening in Russia today, it's all right there. Read the Bible. It's all right there. We'll sit back. We're going to die. Let me rephrase that. And you're going to sit back and you're going to die and you're going to go to hell one day. You're going to look back and remember some things. You're going to remember some things. It's going to be way too late then. It's going to be way too late then. It's going to be no hope then. There's going to be no, you know what? He's screaming, he's crying, he's begging for help, but it's way too late. He's trying to get somebody to his family's house to win them to God. It's too late.